FBI Dubai and China dismantle 9 crypto scam centers in joint sweep. The FBI, Dubai police, and Chinese law enforcement dismantled 9 crypto scam centers in a coordinated tri-national operation, according to a Cointelegraph report published April 30, 2026. A separate European police action the same day shut down 3 more compounds and arrested 10 people. The combined sweep is one of the largest cross-jurisdictional moves against crypto fraud rings to date. It signals that the operating model behind pig butchering and approval drainer scams, long treated as a regional Southeast Asia problem, is now drawing direct enforcement attention from the United States, the United Arab Emirates, and Chinese mainland authorities at the same time. What the 3 jurisdictions did together, the Cointelegraph report describes the action as a joint effort that took down 9 centers across multiple countries. The FBI led on the U.S. side, Dubai police led the Gulf operation, and Chinese authorities handled the mainland leg. Mass arrests were reported, but specific defendant counts had not been published at the time of writing. This is a different posture from previous crypto scam crackdowns. Earlier operations were usually single country, often Cambodia or Myanmar based, and ran on referrals from foreign liaison officers. A simultaneous strike across 3 jurisdictions implies shared intelligence, deconflicted timing, and pre-aligned legal authorities, which is hard to set up and slow to coordinate. The fact that Dubai police took on a lead role is the more notable detail. The UAE has spent the last 2 years tightening its posture on crypto crime, including Dubai's VARA cease and desist actions against unlicensed operators and ongoing cooperation with the U.S. Treasury on sanctions evasion. Treating Dubai as a peer enforcement jurisdiction rather than a transit hub is itself a policy shift. What scam centers actually run a crypto scam center, in the language used by U.S. and European prosecutors, is a physical compound running an industrial-scale fraud workforce. The most common setup is pig butchering, dozens of operators using scripts and fake trading dashboards to convince victims to deposit USDT or USDC, then walking the victim through fake withdrawals until the money is fully drained. Approval drainers are a related model. Instead of a fake exchange interface, the operator convinces the victim to sign a token approval transaction in their wallet, which lets the attacker pull stablecoins or NFTs out without further consent. Drainer as a service kits have made this cheap to operate at scale. Most of the operating compounds historically sat in Cambodia, Myanmar, and Laos border zones. Cambodia passed a scam compound law carrying life imprisonment earlier this year, partly in response to international pressure. The U.S. Treasury also sanctioned a Cambodian senator over romance scam crypto operations in April. The European leg added 10 arrests. Cointelegraph also flagged a separate European police action on the same day. Police across the block arrested 10 people and took down 3 scam centers, with damages estimated. But no full figure had been published when the story ran. European action against crypto scams has typically been Europol-led, but national police forces in Spain, Germany, and the Netherlands have run their own compound takedowns in 2025 and 2026. Stacking the European numbers on top of the US, UAE, and China sweep gets you to 12 compounds dismantled and at least 10 confirmed arrests within roughly the same operational window. That is unusual density. Why the pattern matters for crypto users. 2 things change for ordinary users when enforcement starts hitting compounds rather than chasing wallets. First, scam revenue gets disrupted at the source. Frozen wallets are useful, but recoverable funds rarely come back to victims because the operators move before the freeze lands. Compound takedowns interrupt the workforce itself, which is the part scam operators cannot easily rebuild in 48 hours. Second, the next wave of fraud will lean even harder on remote social engineering-only models that do not need a physical compound. That includes deepfake video calls, AI-generated trading coaches, and automated approval drainer phishing. SpendNode has covered the live prompt injection payloads now hunting AI agents and PayPal flows as one early signal of that shift. For card users, the practical guidance is unchanged but more relevant. Do not approve unfamiliar token spend limits. Do not move stablecoins to a trading platform introduced through a messaging app. Self-custody options that limit blanket approvals reduce blast radius if a wallet does get tricked into signing.